And turn me on, I'm gonna go and preach now. 45 years or over, I haven't prayed less than an hour a day in tongues. Every day. Ever since I've been baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Now, when I say an hour, sometimes it's 2 or 3 hours. Because I pray all through the day. That's how important it is. And what the Holy Spirit is about to reveal to you tonight, some things that would advance and enhance your life in such a way. Sit down. Write these 3 words. Connection, atmosphere, outcome. Connection, atmosphere, outcome. Now everything is about to change in your life, in your prayer life, in your scriptures, everything. But those 3 words are so important. And then write down there, God, your plan. God, your plan. Not my plan, your plan. This is what this type of praying would do for you. It will release kingdom, power, and glory connection. Kingdom, power, and glory connection. Now, some of you all probably think that you can get a certain closeness to God, but there are some special people who can get real close to Him.
Yes, sir.
That's not true. And the church will have to be dragged out of that ditch to think that the intimacy with God can be measured. It's unlimited. Y'all listen to me, please. Yo, I'm talking about you. This is, and a matter of fact, let's say it this way. Take it personal. Your relationship with God can get closer and closer and closer all the time.
Yes, sir. Amen.
All right? So we're gonna deal with out of 2 verses in 1 Corinthians 14. Now, I said unto you on my last sitting, so we could have an apostolic understanding, the spirit world, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the Word of God is about God, you, and God's plan.
Yes, sir.
So you to God is the crown or the of His plan. So you're precious to Him, but He's not going to be able to use you in the flesh. He's not going to be able to use you if you let thinking rule you. You're going to have to come to grip with the fact, listen very carefully, come to grip with the fact that you're a supernatural son or a supernatural daughter.
Yes, sir.
Supernatural. In other words, you have God's abilities to carry things out the same way that Jesus carried them out when He lived here.
Yes.
Now, if you're going to be a normal church member, you're going to have normal religion, and you're going to be a normal denominational person, you will never enjoy the glorious benefits that Jesus had provided for you.
Amen.
Tonight, the Lord will begin to take all the stagnation out of your life.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Look at what he said. All of fumbling and stumbling out of your life. That your life would be sharp, clean, and ready to go. Don't let nobody talk you out about no dimension. The color of your skin, how old you are, where you live at. Don't let nothing that all can be changed. I know it.
Yes, sir.
I did it.
Yes,
now, there are some things. I'm going to read these two verses because these two verses are going to slap us into a realm of the supernatural. And you're going to begin to see things that you have never seen before. You're going to begin to do things that you have never done before, and you're going to begin to have things that you never had before. This is your apostolic and prophetic moment. All right. Things are going to start changing. I need you to flow. You see, you can let's say it this way before I start giving, because I got some hot material here. From the Spirit, your life going to stop floating. You through floating with the scenario, because tonight you're going to learn how to float. Now you look them two words up, floating and flowing. It's a little different. Floating, you're just going with what's going on, but flowing, you know, you're shifting and you. And there's no drifting in your life. All right. Now, here's a subject matter. Praying in the Spirit will lock you into the supernatural. Praying in the Spirit will lock you in the supernatural. You're a spirit being, and you have spirit abilities. Do not let the flesh take the place of your spirit. You have two minds. You have a natural mind and you have a supernatural mind. Praying in the Spirit is going to cause you to start thinking supernatural. Meaning that I cannot fail. It is impossible for me to fail when I'm in my right place. For me to fail, God has to fail. Jesus has to fail. The Holy Spirit has to fail. And they're not. They don't know failure. And God have given us that kind of connection and give us means how to stay in that connection, praying in the Spirit. You notice I said over 47 years, I haven't let a day pass without praying at least an hour in tongues. That's how I stay so connected. That's how I'm ready to fly right now. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
But you got to step into it. And I'm going to show you some things tonight, the Holy Spirit. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Here's an apostolic statement in verse 18. He's training the people. Paul is training the people. And he make this statement. He's talking about the different divers kind of tongue and interpretation, but he's explaining here, I thank my God.
Yes, sir.
I speak with tongue more than you all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you have the word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You have the word. Imparted. I want you to derive from that voice. The apostle is showing you how important praying in the Spirit every day to stay connected to the spirit world properly. He's not talking about the Our Father in the prayer. He's talking about praying in the Spirit. He's talking about disconnecting from your senses and your natural man and your problem and what that person said and what your body trying to say. And being able to hear God, my sheep hear my voice. But if you don't pray in the Spirit, you're not going to be ready to hear his voice, because he's going to talk in a language that the natural can't understand. English can't understand. You understand? Greek can't understand. God got his own language, and is in the realm of the Spirit. And it includes miracles, signs, and wonders. Matter of fact, he wants me to tell you, miracles, signs, and wonders should be normal in your life on daily basis. No matter what nobody else say, no matter what your body say, no matter what your mind say, no matter what the symptoms say. I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than y'all. And go to the second verse now, 1 Corinthians 14:2. There are some mysterious discovery you're going to make in these classes. There are some areas in your life you haven't seen yet. But the Holy Spirit is going to open it up. You're going to see it and you're going to say, wow, I should have been here. There are some downtime going to be taken from you. You got too much downtime. You're thinking down too much. You're letting Satan just rattle your mind. But you're going to be a fighter. You're going to know. No, he said, no, that ain't going to happen to me. No. Take your hand off of my mind. Take your hand off of my body. Take your hand off my finances. Take your hand off my family. No, I ain't going for that. Once you get proper connection in the Spirit, y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Once you get proper connection in the Spirit, you're going to be in another world.
Yes,
sir. Listen to what I'm hearing now. The words that Satan been cussing you out with, he will not be able to cuss you anymore. Worry, fear, and lack is in your past. All right, I'm going to get to it, Lord. I want you to get to this word. I want you to put this word in your notes also. It's a simple word, but compared to what we're going to be dealing with in this series of impartation of connection, the word connection. Connection. If you look like you're losing, and you feel down, you feel oppressed, stop. You're not connected. It's no way to be connected to God at any given moment, and you down and out, and look like you're not gonna make it, like you don't have no answer. That's not supposed to be. That's not your lot. That's not your matter. If you talk properly, if you train properly, you will have no down moment. Yeah, it's there, but I don't make no friendship with it. Jesus. I'm hearing, the Spirit said, the glory of God is about to blow every weak moment out your life. The glory about to take over. At your house, at your job, in your business, in your family. You ever go in the second verse? The Apostle Paul revealed, it's a major word in there, mystery. Mystery. So normal is over. You from the night forward gonna live a mystery life. But it's not a mystery to you. It's a mystery to Satan. It's a mystery to this system. But you're gonna know things. You're gonna know what move to make. You're gonna know when to be still. You're gonna know when to shut up. You're gonna know when to talk. You're gonna know when to walk. You're gonna know when to be still and know I'm God. Your ordinary days are over. It should have been over. Ever since you become a child of God, ordinary should have been out of your life. Expect the best. So it says here, for he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit, in the spirit, he speaketh mystery, him and God. I said, I'm about to give you a lot of notes. Here, I'm going to give you, this is not even in my message. This came out of prayer time, but it's 12 benefits of praying in the spirit. Number one, locking in the presence of God. Looking in the presence of God. That's a benefit. You get in the spirit, praying in tongue, you get in the presence of God. You're absent in the natural. Boy, listen to the second one. Living beyond all measurement of life. Your life, listen to me. Your life, listen to me. Your life will never be measured again because it's unmeasurable, immeasurable. You're moving a realm that this world can't understand. This world don't supposed to know you till they get born again. This world don't supposed to be able to live on the level that you live because you're connected to another level. In the spirit. John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. And because I was in the spirit, I was able to see some things. And because I was in the spirit, I was able to write some things down. And because I was in the spirit, many couldn't go with me because they didn't recognize who I am. How many of y'all feel with the Holy Ghost speaking tongues? So online, you already got what it takes, what I'm preaching about. I'm just going to show you how to use it. I've been 40 some years doing it every day. Can something happen? The third one, letting the spirit overflow, causing you to flow and flourish in life. Letting the spirit overflow when you're praying in tongues. Sharara baba sata. Mm-hmm. letting the Spirit overflow, causing you to flow and flourish in life. Turn to John 7:37. Your empty days are over. Don't ever feel like you're losing. Losing is impossible to a prayer in tongue. Because when you're praying in the spirit, you move into the mystery world. And it's not about the bishop. It's not about the high priest. It's about you as a child of the living God. It belongs to you with your shortcoming and all. Long as you know how to repent. Don't worry about that problem. Long as you know how to repent. God gonna take care of that. He took a lot of junk out of my life. Took it in one morning. Took it one morning. Took it all. Never went back. Never had a desire to go back. Oh, I like the number four. Oh my, you about to get out, you about to break out now. Locking the flesh in the hand of God. Tonight, when you pray in the spirit, you locking your flesh in the hand of God. I didn't go to that scripture either. I didn't go to that scripture. John 7:37. Put it back up there. Let me go back up to the other one. Let me go back up. Letting the spirit overflow, calling you to flow and flourish in life. John 7:37. Then we'll come back to this one. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And the 38th voice says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow a ditch, a pond. Why you won't live a ditch life? Why you living a little pond life? And he says, out of your belly shall flow rivers, plural, of living water. That means God said, I'm going to be functioning in your life, not average, not normal, because I need you to stand out. I need you to cause somebody to want to be saved. I was sitting on my golf cart in my yard, and I had witnessing on my mind. I've been praying. I told God, I need two today. This guy passed, a nice car, and he went and delivered something at one of my neighbor's house. I said, now, Lord, if he come back, I'm going to flag him down. Yeah. And I'm going to ask him about Jesus. Yes. And I said, now, if he turned back this way, I'm going to the fence. I'm getting off this car, I'm going to the fence. He turned my way, and I flagged him down. And I asked him about being born again. And he had a cross and all that on his mirror and all that, but you can't pay attention to that. Right. And he's fumbling around, and he said, no. I said, all right, let's pray. We prayed. He says, he told me, man, I thought you work here. He said, how did you do this to these people? How you got this house, this nice house, and all this land, this big fence? How you did this to all these people? I said, I didn't do it. I said, just the one I just introduced you to. He thought I was a security man or something. Well, I'm black. He's a black man. That's just the way he thought. He thought, you can't be the owner here. So you got to be a worker. Y'all stop thinking like that.
Come on.
Always remember, out of your belly is flowing rivers of living water. Jesus Christ. So we were talking about when you pray in the spirit, you're locking the flesh into the hands of God.
Yes.
Locking the flesh, the sense realm, mm-hmm. Satanic realm. You're locking it. It can't run you no more. I'll teach you some in the days to come, but I'm going to give you this little insight right now. The reason you can't get rid of that sickness, you're looking at it too much. And you're listening at it too much. And you're listening at everybody report but God. Or you're praying a prayer and you're making a little confession and a little decree, but as soon as that little pain comes, you jump right there with that little pain and sit with it and nourish it. Stop making friends with hell in your body. Curse it out. Tell it don't have no right to be on your body. Now, this is going to hurt, but you need to hear it as children of God. Stop letting symptoms be more stronger than the scriptures. Oh, y'all didn't hear me. Stop letting symptoms be symptoms in your body stronger than the scriptures in your spirit.
That's good.
From now on, pause before you say that. If you're going to talk about it right. Help me, Holy Ghost. Discuss it. Make a discovery. All right, let's go to another one. Leaving all infirmities of your flesh flowing in the spirit best. Now, I haven't got them all on yet. I'm just giving you these things out of prayer. Love for God began to flow as rivers of living water. Letting no circumstances shut you down. You're greater than that circumstance. Things gonna come up, you understand? But don't let it shut you down. How you stop it? Nobody and nothing, no power can shut that down. Because Satan knows when a man filled with the Spirit, or a woman filled with the Spirit, begin to pray in the Spirit, they're leaving. You can't handle them. You can't handle them because all of a sudden, God come up in them. Monster. Lifting the atmosphere of glory all around you. When you're praying in the Spirit, you're lifting the atmosphere of glory all around you. In other words, when you're praying in tongues, glory starts covering you. The actual presence of God starts functioning on you and through you. Say hallelujah. Don't you sit here and think that I'm not talking to you. Don't you sit here and belittle yourself tonight. Yield to the power at this hour. Yield that you are apostolic Christian. You taught properly. You know how to shut things down. You know how to raise things up.
Yes, yes, sir.
By yourself.
Yes.
Yes. Oh my. Leaving all defeat behind you.
Yes.
Leaving. When you start praying in the spirit properly, you say goodbye defeat. Ooh, I wish somebody got something to leave tonight. Shatta tara la basha. Shororobasha. Hallelujah. Glory. Shararaba kata ta. Hey, hallelujah. I get kind of wild when I pray in tongue, you know. Glory to God. Lord, I got to teach, Lord. Leaving all defeat behind you?
Yes, sir.
Satan, we're not going to have this discussion anymore. I have whooped your tail, Satan. Your symptoms are not going to overpower the scripture. I'm not going to pay more attention to your symptom than I pay to the scripture. He been robbing us.
Yeah.
He's been cheating us with symptoms.
Yeah.
Lifting the supernatural in its right place. Hallelujah. Lifting the supernatural.
Uh-huh.
When you're praying in the spirit, you're lifting the supernatural in its right place. You putting on the anointing, I can't be stopped.
Yeah.
We got a brand new anointing.
Yeah.
I can't be stopped.
Yes.
Learning the modes of the spirit daily.
Yes, sir.
Learning the modes of the spirit daily. No, Shantel, I haven't got to the first one yet. Shantel was secretary for me, write some of my notes for me. She said, I wrote all the notes, he ain't touched one of them notes yet. Well, I'm in my prayer diary now. You know a scripture in my prayer diary that we're reading on, I'm giving you a thing? I want you to look at it. 1 Corinthians 2:9. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Then I'm going to give you two or three more and I'll get over here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I have not seen,
yes, sir,
nor ear heard, neither have entered the heart of man, the thing which God had prepared for them that love him. But he that prays in tongue,
yes,
and know what they're doing, go into this voice,
yes,
and come out with a brand new result. Now, I've been attacked in my body. I've been attacked by other people, but I never had a bad day. My body kind of got ugly and kind of disgusting sometimes, but I never had a bad day. My spirit was alive all the time. You let me get away and pray in tongue. Goodbye. You over. Before I get through with this series, you're going to be so powerful, we're going to set you down.
Yes,
yes, you're going to be so powerful. Yeah, God, our God desire for you to be powerful, God.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Listen to me.
Yes.
Leaping into another realm, disconnecting from the sense realm. leaping into another realm. My senses will not run my life anymore. My spirit gonna run my senses.
Yes, sir.
And then I'll give you this one. Learning that God has planned in the spirit, we're talking about now. Learning that God has so many plans for you. You're about to see and walk in. Learning, Lord Jesus. Learning that God has so many plans, P-L-A-N-S, for you. You're about to see and walk in. If you do. If you follow instruction. You see what I'm saying? If you follow instruction, it's not going to happen automatic. Yeah, you see, once you hear stuff like this, you're ready, but if you don't do it, you got an enemy who will cut it off.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And then he give you a lie. He tell you what was taught you wasn't right, and it didn't work. But if you didn't do what was taught to you. I can't do it for you. But I can give you results. Myself. An ignorant country boy. Living in a little small town. Going to outside toilet. You had to warm the water on the stove. And pour it in a tub. Hog hanging in the tree. Dog barking all night. When it rain, you got to run and get buckets to catch the leaks coming in the house in different rooms. You're warm in the back part, but you're freezing in the front. Listen, praying in the spirit will lock you into this supernatural realm I've been talking about. Here, the natural will not defeat you any longer. Satanic powers will not defeat you any longer. The system, good God of mine, the system, the culture that is rising up will not beat you any longer. We cannot turn God's pulpit into a circle. We cannot turn the church into a nightclub. You can't wear anything. You can't be up here bouncing any kind of way. You cannot have light flashing like a nightclub in the pulpit. Trying to appease people. Trying to get a bigger crowd. No, you want the remnant. You want the one who will hear what God said. God looking for the remnant. God is not looking for a crowd. God looking for holy people. I've been to the nightclub before I got saved. The church like a nightclub now. They're singing nightclub songs. And every now and then they might ease the name God in, but they're clowning and showing off, and there's no praise and no glory to God. Light flashing, they're dressed like they're at the bar room. I'm a pastor, I got to cut some of that down, man. I know some of y'all watching TV say, oh, what are you talking about? Ooh, ooh. You talking about my church. They don't want to sing Amazing Grace no more. I told Montreal, I want to hear that song, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Healer, healer, healer. That's the kind of song I want to hear. I want to hear the real thing. I don't want to just jig, you know. I jump, but I want to know what I'm jumping about. I want the real Holy Ghost moving through here. I don't want the flesh substituting the Holy Ghost. Emotion substituting emerging. Sit down, I'm going to give you some scriptures on this. The natural, when you pray in the spirit, you lock into the supernatural. The natural will not defeat you any longer. Satanic power, demonical power will not defeat you any longer. Your defeating days are over. Write down in your notes, my defeating days are over. Notice 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Hallelujah. I preach myself happy. Glory to God. I know because Satan had me focusing on symptoms sometimes. And the symptom was crucifying my faith. Somebody else in here better talk to me. Y'all know how much attention y'all give to symptoms. A little hurt, you give all the attention to it. But you say a little scripture, you know. You say, Lord, the Lord got me. But your mind really on that little pain. Is it possible to ignore pain and call pain ignorant? Is it possible? Oh, Lord. You get in the spirit, you get in trouble, boy. That the doctor report is wrong. The doctor report has become stronger than God's word. He went to the doctor and did not consult God and died. The scripture, you know. She went to many doctors. Instead of growing better, she got worse. But she heard about somebody. She heard about another doctor. A doctor by the name of Jesus. And she said, if I just get to his office, if I just can touch his garment, I'll be whole. Everybody else had given up on him. Your life is not a giving up on life. God got the last word in your life. Don't you give up. Don't you give in. Look for your miracle. Look for your sign. Look for your wonder. He can do it. Can he do it?
Yes.
Oh, yes, say he can do it.
Yes.
He can do it. God can change anything.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I know of a man was dealing with a blockage of the blood flowing to his heart. And God asked that man, says, you got a blockage, huh? Yeah, he said, who opened the Red Sea? If I open the Red Sea, I'm up and open a little valve. Come on, listen. Who opened the blind man eye? Who opened the jail door for Paul and Silas to walk out? We're talking about open you now. Who opened the jail for Peter? You think I can't open that little trouble you're dealing with? Even though you part of the problem because you put too much stuff in there. But I forgive you. Mercy, thank God. Say, thank God for mercy. Thank God for grace. Somebody ought to be shouting up in here. Everybody up in here about to go free supernaturally. I feel the Holy Ghost up in here. Somebody being operated on right now. Hallelujah. I don't know nothing about no Wednesday night. Somebody this Wednesday night. What? What? I don't know nothing about no dance. I'm in the spirit.
Glory.
I ain't saving nothing for Sunday. This Sunday. I decree some of y'all being operated on right now. I call for your health miracle. In the name of Jesus, your health miracle comes to you tonight. Stop selling for it. Stop agreeing with it. Stop jumping to every little symptom. Symptoms, shut up. You don't supposed to be here anyway. You're trespassing. Get off of my body. Stop going to bed thinking about it. Because of praying in the spirit properly, with the right instruction that God given us, the natural and Satan will not defeat you any longer. Spend some time every day praying in tongues. You need, sometimes he'll talk to you. He'll give you a revelation, but just pray by faith. I love to pray in the spirit. You sit down, write this down, and I'll come back to this verse. I got a note here I won't give it to you. Planting yourself in the realm of the spirit, your ears become open to heaven. Planting in the spirit, planting yourself. When you're praying in the spirit, you're planting yourself in the realm of the spirit. Your ears become open to heaven. When do heaven have an answer to anything? The only thing it was so good about it. Heaven got the answer and the backup. There's nothing that can happen to you that God has not seen. Now I'm about to close, but I don't know if I tell you this or not, but I'm hearing it in the spirit, and I don't want God to whoop me. Your dream about to flow. That's what I heard. You've been put in a flowing position. If you have faith in the word and in what God is sending to you, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. As many as led by the Spirit of God, they're the children of God. There's no dream that God can't bring to pass in your life. God is a dream-filling God. Yes. He loves his children. Yes. He wants you to have the best. Yes. I'll tell you something else about that God. I got saved and he thought I was the worker there. He said, do you have any children? I said, yeah, I got three boys. They preach the gospel. He said, no, you got four. He said, no, sir, from now on, you got four boys. But when they see God manifest, some sinners not going to hear till they see. Jesus Christ. First Corinthians, come on, sit down. I'm going to close in a minute. First Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 9. But it's written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, not have entered into the heart of man, the things which God had prepared for them that love him. Now, we see if you get in the spirit, and it be revealed to you. But God has revealed. That word revealed. I want you, if it look like you're not going to make it, you need a revelation. Now, you as a child of God, listen very carefully. You have been designed by God for revelation. In the spirit. So, revelation regular. Revelation regular. When you got revelation, you can't talk to a regular person. Because they're constantly, by not knowing any better, trying to pull you back to the regular. Why follow that man and believe you're going to be rich? Why follow that man and believe you don't have to be sick? Why follow that man? He's telling you can be happy. Because I'm not stupid. I don't want to have no church. I am the church. Church at my house. The church go with me everywhere I go. I go to the store, the church there. Now, I'm going to tell you right now. Your regular living is over. See, when revelation hit the place, regular got to get on his knees. In your dreams and your time spending with God, God going to sit down there with you and talk to you. And open things up to you, and you're gonna walk out victoriously. Get ready. I pray for you every day. Every day I pray in tongues, and if God called one of your name, I get it. You're about to go. It's time. Every church in the LTMA connected with this ministry is about to flow. All the people about to flow. Hallelujah. It's a remnant. It's revelation. It's real. Listen. Jesse the Planters and Jerry Seville died, but they helped me with this in the aspect. The people got to know that what you're preaching, God doing it in your life. You can't hide it. You can't try to appease people. You got to let them know God did this. God have opened a big gate. God have opened a big door.
Hallelujah.
Now, I firmly believe, now this is going to shock you here. You might have to pull aside the road going home. I fully believe that everybody connected with my ministry supposed to be a millionaire. You see what I'm saying? Oh, man. You see what I'm saying? The possibilities are there. Yes. with the information and the revelation and the anointing that you get it, is no reason you can't go there. But don't put your mind on the money. Put your mind on him. Because money will destroy you if you don't know what it's for. He blessed you to be a blessing. See, some of y'all never thought, talking about your family. Ain't nobody talking about your family. And I don't know nobody in my family millionaire. They didn't take the same trail. Now my brother who close to me, he living big. He done paid for his house and all that stuff. He quiet, my brother, he quiet. But he been right on my, kicking my heel. And with respect. Oh, my Lord. Shh. Sit down. I'm going to let you write one more thing now. I want y'all to hear this one, and I'm going to come back, and then we're going to deal with the first one, the natural. The natural will not defeat you any longer. I got some more scripture I want to look at in that. But I'm going to leave you with this one. Triumphant moments, plural, in the spirit are waiting on you. Triumphant moments in the spirit are waiting on you. Acts chapter 4, and I'll read that. Oh, my goodness. Triumphant moment in the spirit. In other words, you about to go some places you've never been before. By praying in the spirit. Now remember, all this based on praying in the spirit. All right. Oh Lord, have mercy. I don't know about you, I'm preaching myself happy tonight. I don't know about you, but I'm going to eat all this stuff. You can not eat it or drink it, but I'm going to eat and drink all of it. I heard what the Lord said, you see, because I'm preaching to me too. Possibilities have been taken out of your vocabulary tonight. There's nothing impossible. All things are possible to them that believe. And when you pray in the spirit, you dive over into the spirit realm and you start thinking like God. Oh, somebody will get real hot now. It's not fair to your family members for you to be a member of this church. It's just not fair. You're packing. You know too much. And they don't know it. They think y'all equal. They go to church, you go to church. Why in the world I had to say that? Somebody got to be unafraid to say something. How many of y'all going to pray in tongue in the morning? Now you probably want, some of y'all can't go to the hour. Just start out where you can start at. But I push myself. I got to go out. See what I'm saying? And when enlightenment overpowers excitement, manifestation comes. Got a lot of excited folks, but they don't have no enlightenment, so they don't have the manifestation. So they're all trying to get to heaven. You ain't gonna be trying to get to heaven. You already in heaven.
Yeah.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Spend your time down here praising God and letting God show himself strong in your life, that more people can be saved because you see how good God is to you. Say, God is a good God.
God is a good God.
I love him with all my heart.
I'm properly connected.
Properly directed.
Properly corrected.
I'm flowing
in the spirit.
I pray
in the spirit,
and I'm powerful,
and I'm anointed,
and I see things that the average person
would never see.
That's enough. We'll read that scripture.